Would you name as many different kinds of roads as you can think of according to the material that they're made of?
Oh, like dirt roads?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Gravel roads, chert roads, blacktop roads, and that can be tar and gravel. And, I wouldn't call plant mix, which is also black, but most highways now are plant mix. You know, they're real smooth, smoother than concrete even. And I like them the best, although they're not long-lasting like concrete. And of course, the concrete.
Do they ever make roads of cement?
No, that's concrete.
They're used then to mean the same thing then. And I think you said that probably the concrete would last the longest.
Yes, because when they, the plant mix will crack up within a few years. They've done Highway 41, patched it for no telling how many times since it's been built from here to Atlanta. That is the four lane. And even the interstates, they're most places 10 years old, maybe even less. They've all patched and resurfaced portions of I-75 between Adairsville and Chattanooga a number of times. Not completely each time, but at least patched it along. Do a section here and there. But it's so smooth and so easy to drive on. However, it's kind of rough going at night.
Mm-hmm. The markers aren't all that great.
My eyes are sensitive to light, and I don't like to drive on concrete highways in daytime because the light reflects. So I like to drive on the blacktop in daytime and the concrete at night. One time I drove from Maryville, Tennessee to Rome one night, and it was blacktop all the way. And it was raining on top of that. With the lights and reflections of light all the way home for however many hours it took, I guess 4 hours or more, because I couldn't go too fast and kind of being so dangerous. Near to blind when I got home, and for a day or two.
Well, the Highway 41, and even when it becomes I-75 going into Atlanta, I imagine it's the kind of road it is that makes it so dangerous. You can't see any of the lane markings at all. And they say that it's too expensive to put down little blocks, the little reflecting blocks to mark the lanes. And it's very, very difficult in the rain, especially nights bad enough rain.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. Do you have any special terms for roads in the neighborhood that you might use? Not according to the material, but according to what you might call them.
You mean like names of the roads?
Mm-hmm. Like instead of saying such and such a road, you might call it something else.
No, all roads now in the county are named. And some were named before they named them all. And here in Florida County about 15 years ago, they changed the name of some. I live on Dykes Creek. The place borders Dykes Creek. And the road comes up from the Kingston Road there at the Dykes Creek Bridge where the highway crosses the creek.
Mm-hmm.
It comes up, makes about a 2 mile loop and comes back to the other end of the bridge. However, another road branches off it and goes to Marshall's campground. And the road had always been called Dykes Creek Road until about 15 years ago. But it was dirt then. And there was a city judge here for a long time named Fred Kelly. And he owned a tract of land out there, but he sold it. Big tract of land and sold it years before they got around to renaming the road. And they came along and without anybody's permission that we know of and named the road Fred Kelly Road. Well, we were so up in the air trying to get the road paved that we didn't protest because we thought, well, maybe his influence will get that road paved, so we let it go with that.
What is name in the dirt?
Well, we wanted that paved road. We didn't, to heck with him, we thought, if he could influence the county to get by having the road named for him to get it paid, that's what we wanted, so.
Did you?
It got changed, but it's still rode by both.
Oh, really?
Still rode by both.
But is it paved?
Oh, yes, it got paved right away. Right after they named it, it got paved.
That's what you need to do, to rename the roads when you want them paved.